Welcome back to the Utility Wisdom Podcast, where we break down the invisible systems running beneath your business and why they matter more than you think. Today's episode, a worm's eye view of property management in 2025. Every year, we take a snapshot of the American economy, specifically the parts that touch property management. Now you might be thinking, isn't that a little outside the lane of a utility management company? Fair question. After all, utilities might be the second highest operating expense for most property management businesses, but compared to the big picture, it's a slice. Our customers are juggling everything from resident retention to zoning laws, shifting inflation rates, centralization strategies, AI-driven marketing, the whole nine yards. So why does it matter what a utility management firm based in Utah thinks about the broader economy? Two things, my friends, scale and scope. Utilities run the infrastructural gamut. They cross into regulation, construction costs, ESG compliance. They are fundamental, everywhere, and often invisible. And as the largest utility management provider in the US, we see patterns from coast to coast across every kind of municipality and market. Utilities might be the worm in the garden of your work, but that worm touches everything. So today, we're sharing what we're seeing and what it means for you. Quick snapshot if you're short on time, here's the high level. Inflation is still sticking around. It's been part of this conversation for 3 years now, driving up labor, materials, and maintenance costs. It's also putting pressure on refinancing and development opportunities. Skilled labor shortages are complicating property upgrades. Combine that with rising utility costs, thanks to record high energy demand, and it's tough sledding, especially in a flat rent environment. The feds are smoothing the path for sustainable energy projects, but states, they're tightening ESG compliance requirements. And extreme weather events, they're not slowing down. They're stressing infrastructure and giving insurers headaches. Now, let's unpack some of these in more detail. Utility costs. Lines go up, providers lean in. Let's start with a familiar theme. The more we need, the more it costs. Electricity demand is projected to hit 4,185 billion kilowatt hours in 2025. That's only a 2.4% year-over-year increase, but what sets it apart is its consistency. This isn't a temporary spike. Demand is expected to keep rising steadily. Why? Three big contributors. AI, data centers supporting large language models, machine learning, cryptocurrency, they're projected to cause a 15 to 17% bump in demand. And electrification. More industries, more buildings, more transportation sectors are shifting to electric power. And of course, federal regulations. The push to bring offshore manufacturing back to the US, paired with incentives for domestic production. In response, utility providers aren't sitting still. They're increasing year-over-year investments in infrastructure, think grid-enhancing technologies, advanced conductors, all aimed at making transmission systems more reliable, more flexible, and ideally, more affordable. Some of this is voluntary right now, but several states have already passed laws requiring providers to lean into this tech, so expect more of that momentum. ESG regulations. Easier to meet, but sky-high standards. 2025's regulatory landscape is kind of a mixed bag. On the federal side, there's good news. The Energy Permitting Reform Act is aimed at simplifying how sustainable energy projects get approved, streamlining timelines, reducing red tape, and theoretically making it easier to deploy renewable infrastructure. But on the state level, the standards are rising. Fast. States are tightening renewable portfolio standards, pushing utilities to source more of their electricity from renewables. It's not new, but the ramp up is real. Take Colorado. They started with a 10% renewable target in 2004. By 2020, it was up to 30%. Other states are following suit, setting aggressive standards not just for utilities, but for operational reporting requirements across the built environment. transparency, measurability, compliance, all now tied to legislation, fines, and mandates. Extreme weather has its foot on the grid. Wildfires, hurricanes, heat waves, winter storms, they're more frequent, more intense, and more expensive. They hit infrastructure hard, damage power lines, disrupt fuel supplies, and send energy prices soaring. For property managers and owners, that's not just background noise. It's an operational risk. If utility costs are ballooning and outages are increasing, resilience isn't optional. It's financial strategy. That means things like battery storage systems, on-site renewable energy solutions, smart grid tech to stay online when the grid falters, better insulation, flood-resistant construction, heat mitigation strategies. The properties making these moves now, they're going to be the ones stabilizing costs and protecting asset value long term. If property management teaches us one thing over and over, it's that everything is connected. The economy, energy markets, regulations, climate, they all overlap. They all pull on each other, and they all impact your bottom line. Utility management might seem like one small piece, but it's the thread running through compliance, operating costs, infrastructure resilience, even resident satisfaction. So here's the move in 2025. Play the long game. Grid-enhancing tech and infrastructure investments are coming, but so are tougher ESG mandates and rising energy demand. Climate volatility isn't going anywhere, so make resilience part of the plan. Property managers who treat utilities like an afterthought will be stuck reacting, scrambling to keep up with rising costs, outages, and regulations. The ones who stay informed, plan ahead, and invest in efficiency, they'll set the standard. That's it for today's episode of Utility Wisdom. Stay informed, stay ahead, and if you want to keep the insights coming, subscribe to the Conservice Utility Wisdom blog.